We'd all like to think that someday we'll reach our full potential. But we could never be as good as all those other people. I mean, we're just ordinary people, right? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program as we chat about your self-esteem from a different perspective. When I talk to people about reaching their full potential in life, one of the things that I've noticed is that by and large, people tend to think of this whole reaching their potential in terms of recognition. We live in a world that suffers from superstar syndrome. We all want to be superstars, you know, the best at this and the best at that. Kids these days all want to be famous. But at some point in our lives, we realize that for 99.9% of us, that's just not going to happen. And because we realize that we'll never be a Donald Trump or a Greg Norman or a David Beckham, somehow, however subtly, however much we'd never admit it even to ourselves, deep inside, we draw the conclusion that we're just an ugly duckling. That's why low self-esteem is one of the greatest emotional maladies of our day. And so we have a whole bunch of incredibly talented, incredibly creative people walking around kidding themselves, missing out on those incredible seeds of potential that God's planted in their DNA. When you look in the mirror in the morning, what do you see? Do you look at who you are? Or maybe do you look at who you're not compared with other people? We compare ourselves on so many different levels. And the crazy thing is, when we're doing that comparison, we see our lives and all the weaknesses and all the failures and all the mistakes that we make. And we see the other people's lives. And somehow we only see the good bits, you know, the really wonderful bits about that person's life. And so we're comparing their good bits with our lousy bits. Because often we don't get to know about the lousy bits in their lives because we tend to hide the lousy bits. Men at work, they look at position and status and they see that this person's been promoted earlier than I have and they're above me. But maybe they don't see what mess that person has in their personal lives at home. Or a woman looks at another woman and goes, boy, she's beautiful and she's got nice hair and her skin's nice and she wears nicer clothing than I do. She's so much better looking than me. I wish I was like that. Yet inside, this other woman is being eaten away by low self-esteem and jealousy. Nobody has their lives 100% together. And this silly comparative thing that we tend to do, right at the heart of ugly duckling syndrome, is, as I said, look at the bad bits of our lives, the bits that aren't working, the bits that are broken, the bits that are hurting us, and compare them with selective, fantastic bits from other people's lives. You see what I'm saying? The Apostle Paul figured that out a couple of thousand years ago. In his letter to the church in Rome, chapter 12, if you want to have a look, in the book of Romans in the New Testament, he says, look, have a look in the mirror, and when you do, don't think of yourself too highly or, in brackets, too lowly, but look at yourself with really sober judgment. Look at exactly the gifts and the motivations that God has put into your heart. And he goes on to say, you have to understand, we're all different. Some people, and these are the gifts that he lists, I'm paraphrasing here, he says some people are good at speaking out, others are good at teaching, others are really good at serving. You know, they're the ones that always get up after a function and clear the plates because they just naturally want to do that. Others are good at encouraging. Some people are really good at administration, others are natural born leaders. Some people, their gift is actually being givers, and others, they're the people with real compassion that hang in there with you when you need someone to hang in there with you. And he says, look, get a handle on the gifts and the motivations that God has created you with and enjoy being that person. When I look at that list of 8 or so gifts, mine are in the area of speaking out and teaching and encouraging. That's my space. One of our board members asked me just the other day, he said, Bernie, how is it that you dream up and have all these ideas for new programs every day, day after day after day, right through the year, year after year? How do you do that? And I said to him, Tony, that's who I am. That's who God made me. That's what I'm made to do. And I love doing that. It's just who I am. It's in my DNA. But get me to go and be an administrator, or a server, or someone who hangs in with compassion, give me a job like that, make me the minister of a church, and my hunch is I'd be a disaster. And it's no good me comparing myself with people who have got those gifts saying, oh, I wish I was like them. I'm not. And there's no point in you looking at other people and saying, wish I was like them. You're not. We're who God made us to be. And it's interesting. You know, I used to be a strategic consultant in the information technology game. And that job earned me so much money. It was great. It was fabulous. But all along, I felt this seed of potential inside me to be doing what I'm doing right here, right now, today. And people look at this Bernie Diamond who's on the radio and they listen to him and think, oh, that's great. That's what he does. I have to tell you, it was a really radical step to leave that consulting career and the six-figure salary and everything to chase this kind of feeling and this calling I had, this sense of some potential that God wanted to use. It was a really radical step. And I'm sure some people that I used to work with and other people who knew me probably think Bernie went loopy. He went all religious on us. But it was just a knowledge of this seed that God planted in my heart. And the nice thing is that when we follow that, when we give those seeds air and light and water and space to grow, then what we discover is that we're truly living life to the full. I would imagine that a woman who is married to a man and they decide to have kids and maybe it's a bit of a risk financially, her not working, and yet for that woman there is something in her heart that says, it's time, I'm called to do this, God wants me to be a mum. It's the same thing. We can apply to all sorts of different bits of potential that God has planned for our lives. And what God has planned for my life is so different to what God has planned for your life. And what God has planned for the next person is different from yours. It's so silly when we try and compare ourselves to one another. It's not about seeing potential and chasing recognition. For me, it's about seeing the potential that God has laid before me and walking down that path and experiencing the deep satisfaction of living the life that God had planned, of living out the potential that God has sown into my DNA that he'd planned even before the beginning of the earth. And you have this sense of working to the manufacturer's specifications, of humming. There's a holy ease on what I do. This ugly duckling syndrome that we have of I want to be famous or I want to be like that person or I want to go and do something that I'm not gifted to do, therefore I'm no good. What a load of rubbish. Let me ask you a question. Have you looked at yourself lately with sober judgment, who you are, who God made you to be? Have you got a really good handle on your gifts and your abilities? Those one or two areas where you just excel. You enjoy those. They seem to bless other people. That's where your potential is. That's where the seeds are. Don't compare. When we get comfortable and delighted with who we are, all of a sudden, our potential hits us right between the eyes. Before we part ways today, I was just wondering if I could ask for your input, a bit of help, if you will, to guide me along the way. As you might imagine, we receive a lot of feedback to a different perspective from right around the world. And one of the most common things people say is, I wish you could teach more about subject X or whatever. So that got me to thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could be a bit more deliberate about that? Wouldn't it be great if I could get your input on the teaching topics that would really speak into your life? So could I ask you, when you have a moment, to head across to teachingtopics.org to have your say. It'll only take you a couple of minutes, and who knows how many other people right across the globe might be blessed by your God-inspired ideas. That web address again is teachingtopics.org. Just a few minutes of your time could have a powerful impact that ripples out into countless places that we can't even begin to imagine. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.